Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. Once again, we have live music in the studio. I'm so pleased. My special guest, someone I've known for 5 or 6 years now, Mr. Dave Fields.
So happy to be here. It's probably longer than 5 or 6 years we've known each other.
I remember you from the jam.
Isabel's.
That's right. Isabel's. Another club that's bit in the dust.
Unfortunately.
They had a nice Hammond B3 in that club.
Yep.
Those were the days. So, what's nice is you've come out with a new CD.
Yes.
I hesitate to call you a guitar player because you are so much more than that. Right?
Well, yeah. Play keyboards. Don't tell anybody.
But yeah, I've seen you play the keyboards. I've seen you play bass. I've seen you sing. I remember I reviewed your first CD. What was the name of that one?
Field of Vision.
Field of Vision. And I remember saying something. You were like the Gibson guitar ad. Singing. Just space between guitar solos. Right? Now this album, that was a jazz fusion album. Now you've come out with more of a blues rock, blues genre type album.
Yeah. It's definitely more of a blues CD, without a doubt, I think.
It reminds me a lot of Robin Ford.
It's interesting.
Because you got the jazz chops, you got the rock chops like he does, and you're kind of playing in the blues genre. You've got kind of a high voice like he does. I remember talking to you, we're going to play some songs, and one of the songs you did on the record in the key of B, which is, do you use a capo at all?
No. Well, it depends. I mean, if I'm in the studio and it calls for something that needs a capo, then I will.
I always feel it's a little bit cheating. But a lot of guys use it all the time.
Well, there's a certain sound to it. I think it's great for certain things, you know.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, it's cool.
Good for acoustic guitar, electric guitar?
It really depends. I mean, like for certain kind of country things or even kind of slide things, if you want to have like the open sound. You know, if you have a slide and you're using a capo and you want to play in a certain key, it's great to have a.
So you're
capo.
Basically talking about all the Rolling Stones songs after like 1975, because Keith does that. He takes the sixth string off his guitar, he tunes it in some open tuning, and that's every song.
Yeah, well, that's part of their sound.
So let's talk about your CD. What's it called?
Time's a Wastin', and it's right now been nominated for Best Self-Produced Blues CD. At the IBC here in January, and it happened to win Best Self-Produced Blues CD from the Jersey Shore Jazz and Blues Foundation several months ago, and I'm very pleased about that. It's a great honor to have won that award.
Now, didn't you kind of win that award last year?
2 years ago, Roxy Perry CD back in Bluesville, which I produced, won Best Self-Produced Blues CD for 2006, which was a great honor. And I'm hoping that I get the same honor with this CD, so we'll see what happens.
This is one smoking album. I know the Let's Get Shaken, which is the opening track, reminds me a lot of Going Home from Woodstock. It's just like a complete rave, but every lick is tasty. I know when I listen to this album, you have a multitude of drummers and bass players on it, and we talked about this a little bit. You basically pick the musicians that would fit the groove, and you cut the rhythm tracks live.
Absolutely.
How about the guitar? Did you overdub a lot of the lead, or was it one take, or was it like maybe Jeff Beck where you put like every little piece on?
Well, some of these tracks are, some of it's live and some of it's pieced together, but for the most part, the way I did the solos was in one take, so I didn't punch too much stuff in it, so a couple of the songs is just what happened in the studio is what I happen to like. I mean, I captured the moment in the studio, so, and being that I have a studio, you know, I can take as much time as I want, so.
Now, is your studio a standalone business where you actively solicit other bands to come in and record there?
Basically, people hire me to produce. I do music for radio, TV, and film. My company is named Fields Music, and I have a music library, and I've done music for the Olympics for NBC. My library is part of the NBC Sports Library. I just did something for IBM this past couple weeks ago, and I just did something for JoJo Starbuck, the figure skater, and I have a roster of clients that range from big corporate clients to, you know, little clients, and I do all sorts of different things.
They hire you to to produce? Do they hire you to compose as well?
Yes.
So I guess the answer to my question is you don't actively solicit bands to come in. People come to you.
Right, exactly. I don't rent out my studio as a commercial space. They hire me, and I happen to have my studio. So.
Cool. Is it a digital studio or an analog studio?
Absolutely a digital studio, but I kind of have the best of both worlds because I invested in a lot of great antique microphones and preamps, which kind of give it that sound, that kind of cool sound that you're kind of used to hearing, minus the tape. So some people are real into tape, but I really love having the digital studio. I kind of mix it up.
You know, it's interesting. I was in the car all day yesterday with my 15-year-old daughter. And even the pop song, she's mostly into rap, but even the pop song she likes, there's no real instruments anymore. The drum is fake, the keyboard is fake sounding, there's no guitar. It really sounds like one guy getting paid a lot of money to put a backing track for a tune.
Well, that's kind of, you know, how they kind of do it for some things these days. You know, I guess in popular music, I mean, you know, I'm in the blues world now, so we do everything live. We don't have any fake instruments on that, on my CD.
Let's talk about the magazine that you're writing for.
Yeah.
You want to hold it up? Or?
Yeah, I write for Big City Rhythm and Blues Magazine, and Robert Whitehall and his wife Sugar are out of Detroit, Michigan. And I write about the New York blues scene, which is, you know, encompasses also the tri-state area. And
one would hope so.
Yes, it's not just in New York City. And I've had the good fortune to be writing for them since I started in the spring or so. And my buddy Dave Hughes, who is a filmmaker, he did the movie Last Mississippi Jukes, introduced me to Robert. And it's been a lot of fun writing for the magazine. And I'm going to be going with them on the Legendary Blues Cruise in January, which leaves out of Fort Lauderdale.
You know what? Let's play some music. Let's come talk about your CD release party. I know you had Hubert Sumlin there.
That's right.
For those who know, that's a pretty great honor.
Absolutely.
Let me grab my guitar.
The great Hubert Sumlin. And Jimmy Norman, too.
Okay, what are we going to start
with?
Let me
say we do the first song on the CD entitled Let's Get Shaken in the key of A.
Yes, made it easy for me. Thank you.
All right, let me start this.
Okay.
Let's get shaken. Thank you. I ain't done yet, though, with this one. Hey, everybody. Watch me in the house. Had to get the last word in, huh?
No, I'm waiting for the drum to hit. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Nice. So, faster on the record.
Yeah, we're jamming, though. We're having a jam here.
Yeah. So, that's...
It's fun to jam with you again, man. We haven't played in a while.
Yeah, you know, it's we're all busy people. We're all sensitive people. We're all busy people. I know for me... You know, it's hard. It's hard to take 4 hours to play 15 minutes.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Going to the jams and playing. Well, you play out a lot. I get your emails. You want to do another song?
Yeah, okay. I want to do another couple.
Okay, slow blues in E. Oh, one, two, I'll start it. Thank you. like you're. Drummer, sorry, we're paying attention to the drummer.
Cool. You got one more for us?
Sure, let's do one quick here. Well, the drummer wasn't too loud that time.
Yep, had him right where we wanted.
Yeah, I love that. Didn't speed up either.
That's a great vehicle for jamming on. Not too many chords. One measure or two measures for each chord. Even I didn't get lost, so that was nice.
Keep it simple.
That's right. So let me ask you this. We're talking about your record. What do you hope from putting out this record? I know it's available at CD Baby, but what is your goal?
Well, it's my first blues record, so I'm I've got work on the second CD too. So the whole point is to, you know, get established as a blues artist, you know, on a national, on an international level. They're actually playing the CD in Europe. I know people are playing in France, and they're playing in Croatia, and they're playing it in England, and I've been getting requests all over the world for it. So that's the next, you know, the next step is to put out the next CD, so, which is what I'm working on. I plan to put another CD in October of 2008.
Wow, that's almost like the Beatles era. Every 4 months, a new CD comes out.
Well, that's my plan, is to do a CD, if I can, every year for the next 5 years. I want to do 5 CDs. I mean, that's an ambitious schedule, but...
You have enough tunes to do that? You can crank them out fast enough?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I mean, it's just a goal.
So you're using this as a calling card for your next CD, or are you using this as a calling card maybe to go out on the road? Or
absolutely. My intention is to do festivals and tours and to play, you know, to take it to a national level or international level. So
that would mean summer, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, in America, it would be summer. You know.
Or Europe, depending on what happens. So I'm very excited about, you know, I'm going to be doing a showcase in Memphis at the Rum Boogie on Beale Street on February 1st. So I've been getting great response with the CD. I'm very excited about it. So now,
if you go on the road, who are you going to take with you?
My band consists of this. It's Dave Hughes on guitar, who couldn't be with me today, but he's the filmmaker who did Last of Mississippi Jukes, and he's a good buddy of mine, and I wish he was here. He's just such an amazing guy. He's such a personality. He's from Vicksburg, Mississippi, you know, which is a novelty for us growing up in the North. How many times do we get to meet somebody who's actually from Mississippi, you know, and he talks like a Mississippi boy, you know, he kind of talks like this, and he's a great guitar player, great singer, and I'm producing his CD. That's the next CD that I hope to release, actually before my next CD, so... And then it's Andy Huneberg on bass, and then one of the reasons why I have revolving drummers on my CD is I don't have a steady drummer at this point, but it has been Mark Greenberg of the Dickie Betts Band, who's been playing with me, and of the Bitter End All-Star Jam.
Cool. Which we're going to segue right into your dream band. If you could bring in some, you know, some more famous people not living, you know, you're going to play The Garden, they're going to do a tribute to Dave Fields. They're going to do 3 sets. You can have different players, different sets. Who would you put in your band?
Well, it's a tough question. I mean, that could change daily. But why don't we say, not that he's necessarily a blues drummer, but he could definitely play blues, would be Jeff Porcaro, perhaps, on drums.
From Toto?
Yeah. I mean, he was...
He could play anything.
Yeah, he could play anything. I mean, there's so many great drummers. I mean...
Just name some.
There's so many different bass players that I love. I mean... You know, for my blues band, it could be, I got to pick one. I mean,
no, pick them all. Seriously, people, this okay. is so people can hear people you respect, your influence.
I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, I love the New York guys. Like, you know, I love, you know, Will Lee and,
on bass.
On bass, or even someone like Lee Sklar, even though he's not a New York guy, but...
He's a Nashville guy.
Yeah, he's a Nashville guy now. I mean, there's so many guys that I love. I mean...
Well, you said that a lot. Now give us some real names. Who else?
I'd love to play with Mike Finnegan on B3, because I just love the way he plays. He played with Jimi Hendrix, and he's an L.A. guy.
Cool.
And I'm just thrilled about the way he plays. I wish that Jimi Hendrix could be in my band.
Well, we said you can bring back, that we could bring back...
I want to bring him back. We need him.
Okay. So we got Jimmy, we got Finnegan, we got Jeff
Porcaro, Will Lee... Lee Sklar, David Hungate, perhaps. There's so many guys. I mean, you know, I could just keep going. Stevie Winwood I'd love to play with. Stevie Wonder I'd love to have in my band. You know, it's not necessarily blues. I'd love him on harp. My God, one of my favorite harp players. He's not really known as being like a blues harp player, but my God.
Well, we don't have to stick to the... I mean, I know you're a man who can play any kind of music, so... You may be playing blues now, 3 years from now. You may be playing rhythm and blues, you know, right?
Down-home blues, Chicago blues.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming down. It's been a pleasure.
It's great always being hanging out with you and jamming.
Yeah, I worked hard on learning my guitar parts. Thank you for making some of the keys easier and making some of the songs slower.
Anytime.